Today is my first podcast in English. I hope you will enjoy. I will try my best. Okay, today it's a guy very special. It's Matthew Embry, and he have the MS for the last 27 years, and he seems like a guy he have nothing. You will see. And the guy has changed. He was doing exercise. Change the food and meditation and everything, and it's very nice to have with me that guy today, and I hope you will enjoy the podcast. Thank you very much. Good podcast for you. I'm now with my guest. It's Matthew Embry, and it's the second time we work and we do another time before, and I make a mistake. I didn't record, okay? And today it's okay, I record. I hope we'll enjoy with Matthew the podcast. Hi, Matthew, how are you today?
I'm good. Thank you very much for doing this.
Okay, thank you. And what about your MS today? I think you are in great shape. I see that, but
yeah, tell us. No symptoms today.
No symptoms today. And how many times you have the diagnostic for you?
It's been over 27 years now. I was diagnosed in 1995.
And you have about 20 years that time?
Yeah, I was 19 years old.
Wow. It's a big shock.
Yeah, it was. It was a big change. But, you know, now I see it took me to a pretty good place.
Okay, you change your life. At the beginning of your diagnostic, you make something with your father. Huh? Tell me about your father and what you are doing with that.
Yeah, so when I was first diagnosed, that was in 1995. There weren't a lot of, say, pharmaceutical options at that time. And my dad, he's a research geologist and a scientist, and my mom was a nurse. So with that combination, and I was diagnosed with a disease that, you know, had no cause, no cure, and we still hear this type of thing today, they got very proactive and wanted to see what we could do, which led my dad to doing a significant amount of medical research. And the conclusions that he came to were that strategies surrounding diet and nutrition, optimal dose of vitamin D, exercise, and mindfulness were key strategies in being able to control the disease. So I implemented those strategies, and now 27 years later, I'm symptom free.
Man, you know, you are lucky to have parents like you have, because it's not everybody, they have people like this, parents like this, because my parents, they didn't know about nothing about this disease, and they don't help me at the beginning. They didn't know nothing about that, and it's many people have the problem with this. The parents don't know about the disease, the MS. What is this? The MS. What is this?
Yeah, there's no question. I was very fortunate to have my parents who are proactive. You know, I think that's something that's just in our family. And it's also a key message that I try to share with people, that if you're diagnosed with MS or if you're diagnosed with anything, it's really up to you to how far, how much you're going to research your own disease. I think that the system, the healthcare system, there's lots of benefits, no question. But at the same time, if you don't advocate for yourself and you don't do your own research and your own, you know, your own study, you know, you, there could be some dangers for you on that road.
Yeah. And what do you think about your work? You work on your diet, first of all. You work on your exercise, and you are doing what the other thing you do?
Vitamin D.
Vitamin D. But when you do another thing, I think it's, I know in French, but in English, I forget the...
mindfulness.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, I guess that's today's, you know, I guess buzzword for stress relief and these types of practices. So I think that's, for me, that's something that's really individual for people. And I think that people have got to find their own way when it comes to that. But it seems that a discipline in that regard is important.
But it's not easy to do what you do, because you have to be very strict and to do that every day. And you change your life with that, but it's not easy for everybody. That, you know, some people try, but a little bit difficult. They leave or they are a symptom. Do you think people? It's all the time. They change the MS with the diagnostic with what when you do the diet and everything you do.
Well, I mean that's a really tough question, and I don't think that, you know, again, everybody is different. And I think that why we share the information is because it is, again, it's science-based information for people. And, you know, what I share with people is, you know, if these things don't work or you don't see any effect from them, you know, there are other things that you can pursue, but again, it's totally up to the individual.
Okay. And, what do you think about, you know, the kids, okay? You have a kid. How many kids you have?
I have two children.
Okay, and you're not stressed about the MS for your kids?
Do you think about that? Yeah, prevention is, you know, one of the key messages we try to share with people. And I think that some of the preventative strategies that we share are, you know, making sure your children have optimal dose of vitamin D. From the time they're babies to the time they're, you know, their whole lives. This seems to be a key component to it. And as well as some of the nutrition. You know, my children more or less follow, you know, when I'm there under my supervision, they follow the dietary changes as well.
Okay. And when you take vitamin D, it's the vitamin sun. It's the sun outside. But we can't take the sun because too much sun is a cancer. No?
Yeah, I mean, again, I'm not a scientist or a researcher, so I can't speak to that one, but I can share personally. And again, this is not a recommendation or anything, but I've not shied away from sun exposure throughout my life.
Okay. You go outside and you take a little bit of sun, no problemo.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And what do you think about the future? Okay. I was thinking about that after the first time I saw you. And what do you think about the school, about the kids? Why they don't explain the importance for the eat, the good eat and everything, you know?
Yeah, I mean, this is a, you know, and again, this is one of the key reasons I share my message and my journey, is to hopefully educate people about, you know, certain foods that can be very beneficial to them, reducing certain things like high sugar and high fat and high sodium. You know, all these types of things are really important. Why this isn't in our education system is, you know, it's a mystery.
It's a mystery. Right. Do you think it's the money? It's that people see the fast food, everything is fast today. They want to eat fast. They go at Tim Hortons, eat something very fast. The thing is not very good. The McDonald's is not good, very good. You know, everything, it's fast. It's ordinary, the eat at that place.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a very complicated question. I think human beings are really, they're pleasure-driven animals. And I think that every human being is trying to seek pleasure or a fitness payoff. Sometimes that can be a narcotic or a drug. Sometimes that can be food, which is also like a drug. Mm-hmm. And these types of experiences make people feel happy or, you know, increase their dopamine levels or however that works. And being able to say no in the face of a pleasure is very hard. It's very difficult. And in today's world, when, you know, you drive around and there's fast food everywhere and there's, you know, liquor stores and cannabis store, all this type of thing, it could be very challenging to choose a path that's going to lead to the best health outcomes.
Okay. And they have the do you eat some do you eat steak and like this, they did all the we can eat, do you eat everything or what you cut that didn't take now?
Yes, I mean the key things for our diet is, you know, gluten-free, dairy-free, no beans, low fat, low sugar, low sodium, and then at the same time a high intake, a large intake of fruits and vegetables, lean meats, and we recommend some supplements.
And so, do you think the fruits and the other thing it's good now on the market?
Well, these are very good questions. My question is, well, what can you do? I get asked that, you know, my brother and I talk a lot about this, you know, outside of growing your own food, which I guess that would be the optimal situation.
Yeah, it's not everybody can do that.
Everybody can do that.
Excuse.
So I think that, you know, it's the best you can do, I guess.
Yeah. Because, you know, we see everything on the place, but not everything is good. We have place that you can buy, it's a limit, good for one day, after that it's out, and the other thing is good for 4 days. You have to check everything to be in great shape and
right,
take the good thing, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not easy. It's not easy.
No. Okay. Now I'm going to talk about what you do. Okay. You are, you have a website and the MSO Mission Initiative. What do you do with that? What is it? What is this?
Yeah. So we've got, we've created a website called mshope.com. And really what it is it's a free resource. It's free of science-based information for people affected by MS. And so our goal was to make a website that was, number one, had science-based information. Number
and
two.
And translate in French.
Yeah. Yeah. Number two.
Not a long time.
Yeah. Free.
You're working on that.
Yeah. And then accessible to the world, which you're right. We need to do more translations. And I think we're with AI and we have a new web design coming. We're getting very close to be able to do that effectively. So and with that outreach, it's for people all over the world. And so we've made quite an impact globally, which I'm pretty happy with.
And another question I have, why do you think about is the MS only on the north of the
the epidemiology of MS is quite interesting, but I think that's what led my dad to see the vitamin D connection. So it just seems that the, you know, the lower the vitamin
in the D south connection. In the south you have the sun all the time, and in Canada and Europe it's not the same thing.
Yeah, and now that people are using a lot of sunscreen and staying away from the sun, that's the MS rates are starting to increase down there. So, you know, we're seeing some change there.
Yeah. Okay. And MSO Mission, and you are doing, I think you do a movie before, huh? You have one and you're doing another one now, huh?
Yeah. There was a film that came out seven years ago now, if you can believe it.
Oh, wow.
It was called Living Proof, and it's on Amazon Prime.
It's on Prime, huh?
Yeah, it's on Prime.
Repeat me the title, please.
It's called Living Proof.
Living Proof, okay. For the people, Living Proof. And you have, I hope you have, do you have the subtitle in French for this one or not?
I don't know. I mean, I'd have to check on Amazon. There's multiple languages on there, but I'm not too sure which ones they've done.
Okay. the quest for the optimal health.
Yeah, I mean, that's, again, I think that's kind of my mission, both individually and collectively. My goal to be as healthy as I possibly can be is, you know, it's really important to me. And I think that what I do is I try to share the strategies or the blueprint that I use to try to get there, and hopefully other people can benefit from it. And I think that while we're here on the planet and while we've got these bodies, why not try to get them to work as effectively as possible? And that's my philosophy, but if other people feel differently, that's okay too.
I see that you're doing something special tonight, I think. Huh? You have a...
Tonight we're doing a preview screening, a test audience for Living Proof 2.
Okay.
So try to get some feedback from the community.
And if you have come back, do you do a touch, a correction, or you keep the movie like you show?
Yeah, no, I'll change it. We'll listen to the audience.
Okay.
And if I feel that, you know, some of the notes or the ideas are good, then we'll adapt it a bit to maybe cut some out, add some but things, stuff like that.
Is it like a story with like a Jesus story? You see people not walking, and after that, wow, walking, and everything is good for the guy or the girl. Is it that?
Yeah, there's one character in particular who has a dramatic recovery, very dramatic. And then for me, I get, you know, I'm really lucky. I get lots of people email me with dramatic stories of recovery, and others don't. So the question is, we've got a few stories we're covering of people. One story with someone with really severe disability and trying to help him. Other people with not so much. So we try to show that our efforts are for everybody in the community, and that's the goal.
Okay. You talk about the importance of the discipline.
Yeah, I mean, discipline is a key word, an idea, an action in our program. And I think that it's discipline for nutrition, it's discipline for exercise, it's discipline for a spiritual practice or mindfulness, and it's a disciplined life. And I think, you know, my hashtag is no cheat days, and that's the idea that, you know, once you've chosen this new path to life, you try not to deviate. And if you do deviate, then, you know, recognize it, you know, forgive yourself, and then try to get back on the path.
And you see, we are talking before about the fast food, but you see in the like a Costco place, you see that people are eating some bad food at the restaurant. You go outside, you have a big restaurant at the cheapest price, and you can eat the cheapest.
I definitely see that. I mean, I shop at Costco like most people, and I, you know, I shop around the edges to get as many fruits and vegetables and the fish and the meat. But I think it's about education. And so another thing too is for me, it's not to judge. So I mean, if people do want to go down that road, that's okay. And if they don't want to, you know, learn about how these foods can impact them, and that's, again, it's their choice. I think my intent or my mission is just to give people the option, so at least they know what they're doing, at least they know the information.
And the more we start rapidly your diet and everything, more it's good for the guy, the people, they have the MS.
Yeah, I think that's definitely something that I can anecdotally speak to, where the people who start the diet right away, who start right after diagnosis.
And neurologists, is that about the doctor for the MS? It's a neurologist?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And is it friend with you or not?
Yeah, I mean, that's challenging. I mean, some neurologists, they really support nutritional strategies. And I think that there's more and more science coming out. There's more and more science supporting it. And that's, again, if you go to mshope.com, I think I've got the top 14 scientific articles to bring to your doctor. But at the same time, you have a population of doctors who have, you know, a stake or significant interest in prescribing drugs. They either get kickbacks or they've got an interest.
Yeah, I'm okay because my doctor is not they don't want to prescribe medication and everything. I take only for a little bit of thing, but not for the MS. I have nothing now. It's over for me. I didn't have nothing because I'm too. I don't know if I'm too late, but I'm working on better food, better things. I'm doing the exercise too, but that's a good thing I can do now. That's
awesome.
Yeah. And okay. The personnel personnel accomplishment, there's a difficulty to lead accountability.
Accountability. Yeah. Accountability.
Excuse me, my language.
Oh no, that's fine.
I'm working the best I can, okay?
Yeah, no, it's good. You're doing good. Personal accountability is another one of the key messages I try to share with people. And that's, you know, at the end of the day, it's you're accountable to you. And I think that's really important for people to be really honest with themselves. With a discipline program, it's just being accountable to the choices that you're going to make on that discipline. And what I try to share with people is that if you become really self-accountable and you start living a disciplined life, you're going to see changes in your own life, but then you're going to start changing the people in your life. They're going to watch you. And if you're having good outcomes, then you hope that the people around you start to share that in that as well.
I have a question. What about your wife in that? Because you change your life, but you change her life too, no?
Well, it's interesting because I was already living this life before we met.
Okay.
So
she know you before.
Well, she didn't. She knew. Like I'd already had MS for almost a decade.
Okay.
So that we met 10 years more, I guess 10 years after. So I was already living this life. So yeah, for sure. She adapted to some of it, not all of it. But I also share with people, like, I think my wife and I had two conversations about it in total in the first 10 years of our marriage.
Okay.
So for me, it's something that I try not to define me. It's like having, you know, if people have diabetes, people understand immediately that you've got to change your diet. But if with MS, it's getting that education that, you know, diet affects the disease too. So how do we get people to really start understanding that? And there's some great science just came out about dairy just recently. I try to share this type of thing. Mm-hmm. But how do we get the world to change their ideas about this?
It's not easy changing the world. I think many people want to do that. Mm-hmm. Bettering the world. That's the second thing you talk about.
Yeah, I mean, I think for me,
more thing on the world now.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, I think for the what I tried to share is that there is the big world, but then there's like each of our small worlds we live in. And I think that the small world can affect the big one. So the more change you can make to.
But what do you think about you are talking the neurologist before, and what do you think that they don't talk about what you do? That why you don't have the boost from the doctor?
Well, some do. I mean, some do. Yeah. I mean, that's changing. I mean, you know, 20 years ago, not so much, but now for sure I get contacted by people whose neurologists share nutritional or support them in making nutritional choices. You know, but again, you're talking about something very complicated. There's a significant amount of money in the medical ecosystem for MS. There's billions of dollars that are being spent. So, you know,
they,
what
they I'm are talking, big in the process.
Yeah. What I'm talking about is free. It's absolutely free. So, and we give it away. So, I mean, you go to our website, we give it away. We'll give you a free cookbook. I'll give you a link to watch the movie for free. The PDFs are free. It's all free.
Yeah.
So if, you know, people have an interest in making money off MS, well.
You're not okay with that, huh?
No.
I don't think you love that. They're doing money on the people sick.
Yeah.
And they try some new medication on the people too, okay? But I hear about people that they are disaster effect about the medication they take. They take the medication, but they have many problems after they take that. And I think we have to stop right at the beginning when it's not good for the people. What do you think about that?
Well, I think that the side effects from pharmaceuticals are something that every individual has to think about. They're real. And the question becomes, you know, how much people want to go through it. And so for me, I'm just not interested in going down those roads. And I think that one thing that does bother me is people, I'm labeled as anti-pharma, and I'm not. Like, I'm not anti-pharma. I just, for me, if there was a drug that effectively showed would just stop my progression totally with no side effects, I would definitely take it.
And the pharma is not friend of you.
Not really. I don't know. Maybe.
You don't have many friends on the pharma.
I mean, it's funny because I'm, you know, when people see Living Proof 2, you'll see that, like, I'm actually involved in trying to get a pharmaceutical developed. So, like, I'm actually supporting it.
Okay, I have a question. Do you have you see Selma Blair have the MS and the other people, the girl, I don't know, they remember the name. You know the name of the other girl. They have the MS, and what do you think that she do for the MS? Take a big thing for the cancer, what do you think about that they do?
Well, celebrities, you know, celebrities can be very powerful for sure because they bring a lot of attention to something. There's no question that the pharmaceutical industry will utilize celebrities to promote drugs or promote a certain agenda. I think recently it's been a bit of a challenge because we've had, you know, some celebrities, and I'd feel comfortable not mentioning names, really discuss how horrible the disease is. And, you know, it's back in the news as this debilitating, no cure, everybody's going downhill kind of narrative, which I find challenging because that's not true. And, you know, what I also find challenging is people bring in experts on the news to discuss how horrible the disease is. And there's no question the disease can have awful outcomes, but there is hope as well.
And do you have artists calling you to talk about your...
No.
No?
No. No. I've tried to contact...
No star with you. Okay.
No.
Okay.
I've tried my best to contact celebrities. People tell me that they're going to get, you know, celebrities are going to help
you
me.
You got wait for the call. It's coming. It's coming soon.
Yeah. And I've spoken to, again, I'm not going to mention names, but I've spoken to two high profile celebrities and they told me they'd give me support and, you know, or one of them did for sure and didn't. So I don't want to judge. I don't want to come across judgmental. I just have realized that those things are best left alone.
Okay. At the last podcast we are doing, not recording, but doing, I have a question. Excuse me. We are talking about the EA, you know, intelligence artificial. We are talking about that. And what do you think about that?
I mean, I love it. I mean, I love artificial intelligence in regards to its potential. I mean, I understand that there is a lot of people who think it's going to be horrible and all this type of thing, but I don't buy that. I'm more of a believer that we could have incredible discovery come out of this. We could have, it's going to be incredible. The things that it's going to be able to create for people, say with disability, giving people access. I mean, it's just, I love what's coming and I'm excited to see what the next developments are going to be. So that's kind of where I land on that.
I forgot to tell the people that, what are you doing in your life? I know you're doing MSO, but what is your work?
Yeah, I mean, MS Hope is a volunteer. For me, it's 100% volunteer. And, you know, that's my volunteer work.
It's like me. It's not, no money. We're doing that free.
It's doing it for free. I mean, I my job is a filmmaker. That's what I do. I make television shows, which often surprises people. This isn't my job. It's fine. It's not my job. You know, and I think that's, you know, my dad, he had a similar experience. I mean, my dad was a research geologist and he, you know, that he's become, if you Google him or you ask ChatGPT about him, it's the MS that seems to be the most, the thing that comes up the most. And for me too, if you Google me, it's, you know, I've made lots of great movies with people and, you know, you'd have to really dig to find that now. It's more the MS has taken over.
And your movie, is it like a Hollywood movie or what are you doing on movie?
Well, I guess in Canada. I mean, it's okay. In Canadian movies and in our system here.
Okay. And you are doing many, because you know that many things from the state are doing on the Vancouver, you know, many show are in Canada now.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's more, the price, it's not, it's better for the staff. For the staff.
Yeah.
And they are doing the movie here. They are doing show, TV show and everything from the US here. Huh?
Yeah, I don't work in that. I would do more local.
Okay. Difficulty of staying healthy in today's world.
Yeah, I think we touched a bit about on this, and I think it has become more challenging to stay healthy today. And I think that's because the access to various things that, you know, aren't the best for people is just so easy. It's just so easy to eat junk food. It's so easy to be able to get narcotics or drugs, either legal or illegal. It's so easy to watch television and get access to content that's going to be disturbing or dark for the mind. I mean, there's just so many, for lack of a better word, temptations around us that it's gotten more and more challenging to be able to pick, you know, food, activities, all these types of things that lead to healthy outcomes.
Wow. After that, I have one other question. I forgot my question. Give me a second, okay? And now we're back. Okay, Matthew, what about the toxic people around you?
Yeah, that is a very good question. I think that people, my perspective, again, is that people underestimate how damaging people, negative people and toxic people can be in one's life. And I think that recognizing those people and taking bold action to either, you know, set your boundaries with them or to remove them from your life, for me, has been key. And I think that I've never met anyone in my life who doesn't struggle with this. And I think that it's part of reaching optimal health is being able to surround yourself with positive people.
And what about the COVID for you? Do you take the vaccine?
Oh, yeah.
You take it?
Yeah, okay. I was vaccinated. And
what do you think about the vaccine? Because people is all no, and people are yes, they're not sure. What do you think about that?
I mean, for me, again, it's a very individual decision. I think yes. People's health is it's up to them. And for me, it was the choice that I wanted to make for my own health. You know, I decided that was going to be what I was going to do. And
do you have the COVID one time during the pandemic?
Yeah, I had COVID and I ran a half marathon 14 days after I was diagnosed.
Wow.
So, you know, I was one of the lucky ones for sure. But at the same time, I take care of myself. You know, I've got my body and, you know, with the high dose vitamin D and the nutrition. And I do believe that has something to do with it.
Me, I'm very early because I didn't have the COVID. I have 4 vaccine and I'm okay. But now I'm thinking about the autumn about the vaccine. I'm not sure if I have to take another one. I'm a little bit stressed, not stressed about the vaccine because I have before 4 times, but do you need another one? Like, I don't, what do you think about that? Are you going to take another one?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I don't know. And again, that's up to every individual. I think that's, and this is, again, this comes down to what I try to share. I just try to share information. And, you know, I'm not a doctor or researcher.
No.
And then I just share my journey and say, well, here's what I've done. You know, take with it what you will.
Okay. I think it's easy. It's enough for us. That was a great pleasure to have with me for the podcast. I hope the people will like it. And you have a little thing to tell at the end?
Sure. I mean, I guess if I have any final message is that no matter what you're diagnosed with, no matter what you may be encountering, I think it really comes down to what you're going to do about it. I think that one of the most dangerous things people can do is think that help is on the way, and help may not be on the way. So you've got to take care of you and your world.
Okay. Thank you very much to be with us.
Thank you.
And thanks for my English. Okay.
No, you did good. You did good. You did great.
Yeah, I'm doing my best. Okay, thank you very much, and continue your work. Benevol, I don't know in English, benevol, free. Your free work for the people from the MS. They have the MS.
Okay, thanks so much.
That's the good thing. Thank you very much. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, thank you very much, Matthew. That was a real pleasure to have you with me. And my first podcast in English. I hope people will love it. And thank you very much so much for everything. Thank you.